Microphony, and we are coming to you live tonight from Portland, Oregon. I have quite a bit, few really big announcements, one that I'm really excited about tonight. I want to start off with. First off, you might or might not know that the auditions for... excuse me a minute. Hold on a second. I screwed something up. Live from Portland, Oregon, this is Music is Timeless. Okay, so welcome everyone to Music is Timeless. I'm your host, Bolt the Super Bunny, and I have got a few announcements I'd like to start off with tonight. One is kind of pretty big, especially for this show. You might or might not know that the auditions for Fall of an Empire, the sequel to Moonrise, the Symphonic Metal Orchestra by the L Train, closed about 2 weeks ago. And the announcements were... the results were announced, and unfortunately, I didn't make the cut. But I know it's going to sound, it's going to be amazing. If it's anything like the first one, it's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. And actually, this show has been granted by the L Train to be a live premiere. We are going to be premiering the show. Premiering the song live on the show in February, and not only that, but it's going to be a landmark episode because it'll have my first guest, first special guest, the L Train, and probably some of the choir too. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to be able to have my first special guest on the show, and oh, it's just going to be so awesome. Also, Everfree Northwest is coming up in May 13th through 15th. All fairness, I do work for them. I'm the director of PR. But it's going to be really awesome. We've got Michelle Kribber, Black Griffin, Peter New so far that have been announced. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope to see you guys there because I'd love to meet some of the listeners, the loyal listeners to this station. That'd be really cool. All right. So the first song I want to start with tonight was what I left off with last time. That is We'll Make Our Mark, Micro Thunder Remix by Daniel Ingram and Micro Thunder.
Okay, Crusaders, back to the business of earning our cutie marks. Any suggestions?
No, we've tried everything.
We've run out of ideas.
Are you kidding me, Crusaders? We can do better than that.
We've been searching for our cutie marks for a while now. Trying to find out how we fit in. So many ways we've tried before, but we keep on trying more. Cause the cutie mark Crusaders don't give in.
And now here's the other song I left off on last time, The Pony I Want to Be remixed by Chantal Strand. Chantal, my bad.
Why do I feel so rough? I'm as strong as a stone, even that's not enough. There's something jagged in me, and I've made such mistakes. I thought that diamonds were hard, though I feel I could break. Would you believe that I always wish I could be so pony as yet I can't see what I need to do to be the pony I want to be?
So I just realized today I missed out on the opportunity to play a really good classic song for the Halloween / Nightmare Night special. And that song is September. No, not the Earth, Wind & Fire edition. This is the Living Tombstone featuring Mike the Microphone.
I can't remember what happened in September, when everything is gone, when it's dark and I'm alone. It's been forever since I could have remembered. Where the hell is every pony? I just want to know the story of what happened right before I became so alone. I'm the one who killed them all. I survived after the fall.
This next song I heard just over on Ponyville Live somewhere, and I thought it sounded really good, so I had to play it. Here's Fill Your Glass by Hiro Seshi. That song honestly sounds like it could be on the radio, in my opinion. That just, I was so impressed when I heard that song. I love it. I have to make a slight edit to what I said earlier. September, because I feel bad about it. September not only featured Mike the Microphone, but also Pinky Sky. So just for the record, I corrected myself. And I was wrong, and I apologize. Here's a song that I'm surprised I have not played before. Love is in Bloom, Archie Remix, version 1, by Archie. When I mentioned earlier the Everfree Northwest announcements, I forgot two people, and those would be GM Burrow and Trevor Duvall. They're also coming. Those are all the confirmed guests so far. We have plenty more to announce, and just stay tuned to all of our social media outlets throughout the year, and we will get those out to you, and you will be the first to know. How about some rap? Here's the Twiska Spager Nonstop Party Adventure Winter Wrap Off Round 2 by Automatic Jack.
Hello again, Phillies and Gentle Colts, and welcome back to Winter Wrap Off. This time it's Round 2 with Automatic Jack doing a weird song. Here we go. Well, it was a fine day, fine hay anyway. Twilight took a stroll and found a strange gateway. And on the other side, a dark place, dangerous like Hark Place, looking like a fully extra normal alternate dimensional space. So, of course, she took a look inside a unicorn's magic horn. Is good for keeping you alive, cause of her some major stand in something you don't understand. It will bend your sense of self until you break down and die, man.
Cool story, bro. What else happened?
But Twilight was a strong pony, braver than most, and so she shuffled on through a fear and nothing till it got close. And that's when she realized it wasn't dark at all, but the Ursa Major wasn't dark as wide as it was tall. With a yawn and a roar, the Ursa Major woke up and stared Twilight in the eye as it sized the pony up. But she stood her ground firm and she stared right back, and the Ursa never rode, never tried to attack. In pulling hot tub and hanging out, going club, flying kites, flying planes, taking bumpers to the brain, cupcakes, hard cider, helicopters, jet fighters, disc golf, mini golf, real golf, hang gliders, night tricks, night party, night fights with Bacardi, go skiing, go skating, go ride the 87, tag walls, break calls, turn the amp up to 11, go cars, dirt bikes, take the metro straight to heaven. That was that. End of story. What'd you say?
necessary. Ursa Majors are very passive when they don't have a minor to watch out for. They don't like fear, but they don't mind company. It's all good.
I think that's hilarious. I love that song. Just because it's so funny. I kind of call it Boastbusters in a Minute and a Half, the condensed version. How about something non-pony? Here's Walt Ribeiro with Skyrim Dragonborn.
We'll be right back.
Isn't that song just, like, epic? Oh, man, it's got a great flow to it. Something you can just kind of, like... Oh, it's got this great, like, swinging flow to it. It's hard to explain, but it's really fun to listen to on road trips. Especially as you're just starting out, it is totally epic. The next song I'm about to play is one by an artist whose name is, if I pronounce this correctly, Kokonaru. The way he sings Rainbow Factory is the exact way I like to sing it, because I find most of the songs that are in that he sings are in my key, a key that I can reach. And so, kind of a funny story, at my college the other day, they were having karaoke, open karaoke. Anyone could go in there, you could pull up a YouTube video, and you could sing whatever the heck you wanted. And so I pulled up a YouTube video of Rainbow Factory. It was hard to find one that wasn't violent, that didn't have the violent imagery behind it, but I found one, a karaoke version of it. And so I took the regular version of Rainbow Factory and I sang it in this style. Here's Kokonaru with Rainbow Factory a cappella.
Now a rainbow's tale isn't quite as nice as the story we knew of sugar and spice, but a rainbow's easy once you get to know it with the help of the magic of a Pegasus device. It's easy to misjudge that floating city. There's some foreign decor and social psychology. All great kings have a responsibility. And cloud tales do you love stability. How you ask, but it's up to the task. To bring the answers in simple facility. Come true in the Rainbow Factory, where not a single soul gets through. In the Rainbow Factory, where your fears and horrors come true. In the Rainbow Factory, where not a single soul gets through.
Okay, so maybe I didn't sing it quite exactly like that. I didn't do all the little a cappella stuff, but you know what? We're going to have karaoke at Everfree Northwest, and I will try it there. For darn sure, I will practice, and I will try it there. Here's Awoken Remix by Aviators.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of half wish I'd played this next song when I had played the original set of Rainbow Factory Awoken prototype VIP. Here is the original. To round off the trio here, the trilogy, here is the original Pegasus Device by Slipstorm.
Lies a shadow hiding in a mystery. A late night story buried far away until it once again sees the light of day. When the little girls and Billy turn out all the lights and tell the story of a factory as black as night. The luxury of rainbows comes at a price, so just ignore the screams and don't think twice. You've proven to yourself and to all of us that you're not fit to fly like a Pegasus. You don't even deserve those wings you bear. When you stand beside a legend, you don't even compare. In the bloody and visceral weather game of chance. And just because you're disappointed, you'll pay the price. Now accept your fate and die in the Pegasus device. Through the ruined facility, a horrible silence built an eerie tranquility. The souls of many innocent fill the air, and the hope that they all die was scattered here and there. A mighty machine built within the wake of a long dead dream, little demon awake. The citizens sleep, never quite knowing when the device will reawaken, hungry again. You've proven to yourself and to all of us that you're not fit to fly like a Pegasus. You don't even deserve those wings you bear. When you stand beside a legend, you don't even compare. All of the failures have to fuel success in the bloody invisible weather game of chess. And just because you're disappointed, you'll pay the price. Now accept your fate and die in the Pegasus device. In the bloody and visceral weather game of chess. And just because you're disappointed, you'll pay the price. Now accept your fate and die in the Pegasus device.
And now I'm awoken, and taking back control.
I've got to give a quick shout out to the Portland Community College My Little Pony and Interest Club. We just had our first meeting tonight. A very small club, like 4 people were there, but we had a really fun time. We got to take over a classroom for like 2 hours, and we kind of talked about My Little Pony and stuff for an hour. Then we showed videos, and it showed each other YouTube videos of My Little Pony that like fan made projects that we thought were pretty good. And so. The reason I thought of that is because they mentioned Scootaloo's mane being purple, but it was brought up in the meeting that it's really more of a fuchsia color, F-U-C-H-S-I-A, kind of somewhere between a pink and a red, really, rather than a purple. It's kind of interesting, the little details you can get into with this show. It's fun. We're going to try to have our first show screening tomorrow morning, so I get to get up early. Yay! It'll be fun, though. We're going to try to invite the community, and we'll see how many people we can get to get to come. It'll be fun. Here's A Vast Sweetie Bot's Ass by VFX featuring Daniel Pony. oddly enough, that was actually not the song I thought it was. Actually, when I heard it, actually just now, it actually sounded like it would make really, really, really good Portal background music, doesn't it? To the video game Portal, just kind of wandering around in some technological area, the Portal gun. I think that'd be very, very good background music. That's just, oh man, I just could not help but picture myself in a video game with that music in the background. Here is the ever so talented Your Enigma with A Nix in the Thicket. By the way, for the record, I wasn't kidding earlier when I said that Your Enigma is talented. They really are talented, and I love their music. I love listening to classical music sometimes. It just kind of, I don't know. There's a good time. There are always times when I listen to some nice classical music. Wow, that was a fast hour. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. I can't believe it. Yeah, and you can buy your tickets for Everfree Northwest at everfreenw.com. They're on sale for, like, I don't know, a couple more months, and then they go back to regular prices. So the pre-sale sale is going on right now. Be sure to join me next week for another episode of Music is Timeless. And speaking of episodes, enjoy the new one tomorrow, Hoofield and the Colts. It's kind of sad. We have 3 weekends to go and then 4 shows to go, and the season 5 is over, and we have to look forward to season 6 and whatever Equestria Girls movies might come in between now and then. I hear they're going to throw out another one. Not exactly sure when, but I heard it's going to be sometime between the 2 seasons. So it'll be fun to look out for that. And hopefully the hiatus will not last a year. You know, knock on wood, it's not going to last another year. Here is Hush Now, Quiet Now for the last song of the night. Here is Hush Now, Quiet Now by Achung818. Have a good night, everybody. Enjoy the new episode tomorrow, and I will see you all next week.
Lay your sleepy head, hush. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed. Hush now, quiet now, it's been a long day full of play. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to hit the hay. Drifting off to sleep, the exciting day behind you. Drifting off to sleep, let the joy of dreamland find you. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed.
You know what? That was short. Let's have another. This next one is Hush Now, Quiet Now by, let's see, who should we do now? Let's do a Brontë's version. Good night, everybody.
Hush now, quiet now, it's time to lay your sleepy head. Hush now, quiet now, it's time to go to bed.
I know this one.
Why don't you sing it with me?